Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Welcome our radio audience to this
of power. Truly, the Lord is in this place. Truly, the Lord is in this place. We want you to get ready, get ready. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Our Power broadcast is now on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you. God, we honor you, God, we honor your name. Truly, you are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Truly, you are the true and the living God. We thank you this day because, Lord God, you have all power in your hand, and God, you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. God, touch every hearer of the word of God today. God, increase their faith. God, cause them, Father God, to receive of you like never before. Lord, let the word of God be a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. And Father, we just want to thank you. And Father, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're getting ready to go before the word of God, before God's word on today. We're getting ready to preach God's word to you that you can live and not die. Most of all, we go before Christ, and then we come before you. We don't just come on this broadcast to you, but we come before Christ. And then when we come before Christ, then we can come before you. On today, we're going to be speaking from Mark, the 13th chapter, the 13th chapter of Mark. And the topic will be the sign of the end. The Bible says we know neither the day or the hour when he's coming, but the word of God says he coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So we're going to begin at that first verse of the 13th chapter of Mark. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what building are here. And Jesus answered and said, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered and said unto them, He began to say, Take ye, lest any man be deceived. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. Thank you, God, for the word of God. Thank you for increase as we read the word of God, as we study the word of God, as we speak the word of God. God, give us that increase. God, call the word of God to be like fire in our bones. Call the word of God to bring forth. Call the word of God to cause souls to be saved and lives to be changed. And Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So when we look at the 13th chapter of St. Mark, and when we see that Jesus and his disciples together, and as they went out of the temple, one of the disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stone and what buildings are here. They took notice of the building. They took notice of the beautification of the building. They took notice how the stones were laid. They see how beautiful it was and how magnificent it was. be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So, yes, you can admire the building. Yes, you can admire even the time, the building that we see today. There's some magnificent buildings that have been created by man, that God has given them the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding in how to create these buildings. But God is telling them, even as he's speaking to us on this morning, to take heed of all of these things. He is saying to us, he's saying, see thou these great buildings. Look at them. There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to not look the same as you see it right now. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, Andrew, asked him privately, tell us when these things shall be. They wanted to know. Jesus said something important. Jesus said to them that these buildings that we admire, these buildings that we see, that they're soon going to be thrown down. And yes, anyone would be inquisitive. Anybody want to know what's going to happen, when it is going to happen. So Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked them privately, tell us when these things were going to be, and Jesus, and what shall be the sign. When are these things going to be? What going to be the sign of them? And when all these things shall be fulfilled? And Jesus answered and began to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. But many, not few, but many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He letting them know that there's going to come a time that people are going to come in my name, and they're going to proclaim that they are Christ, and they're going to have that the spirit of deception, and they're going to say that I am Christ, and they're going to come in the name of Jesus. But don't be deceived. Take heed. Listen to what I'm saying. Lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must need be, but the end shall not be yet. The end shall not be yet. You're going to see all of these things happening. You want to know what's happening, when it's going to happen? But take heed to what I'm saying. Take heed to the word of God. Yes, you're going to hear of the war. Don't we know that there are wars going on today? People are fighting. They are killing one another. There are going to be rumors of wars. But word of God telling us, he's telling his people, to be not troubled. He's saying, for such things must need be, but the end is not yet. The end is not going to be yet because of the wars that you hear and the rumors of war. But the word of God said, Jesus is saying to us, for nations shall rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famine and trouble, and these are the beginning of sorrow. When we began to hear what Jesus said, the Bible let us know that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The word of God let us know that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. that on today, and they're going to be in different places. And the word of God tells us that there shall be famine and troubles, and these are the beginning of sorrow. But he's saying, take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to council and in the synagogue, come on, and ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, by a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. Listen, the word of God is going out through the airways. The word of God is going out on today. The word is going out in different countries. Here in the United States of America, the word of God is going out. In foreign lands, it is going out. Men and women is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Young people are preaching and teaching the word of God, the unadulterated, the uncompromising word of God. So the gospel must first be published among all nations. Got to go out. It got to be able so people can know about Christ, so they can read it, so they can hear it, so they can know what that Jesus is Lord, and that he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords, and he is the Alpha and Omega, and he is God. He is the Creator. He's the one that made them. He's the one that created them. So they have to know that he is the Savior of the world. So therefore, we know that the word of God does not lie. So the gospel first must be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, but it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we know that no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, you have to know that you have to endure unto the end. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the test is, you're going to have to endure. And you're going to have to endure unto the end. You're going to have to pay attention to what Jesus is saying through the word of God and through the men and the women of God. The word of God is telling us that he that shall endure is the same that shall be saved. But you just can't endure for a little while. But you got to endure until the end. That's what we're talking about today, that you're going to have to endure. Yes, you're going through trial. Yes, you're going through tribulation. Yes, you're going to be tested. Yes, you're going to be talked about. Yes, you're going to be scorned. But yet, you're going to have to know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is God, and that he is God all by himself. So, therefore, all during the testing period, all during the testing time, all during the trial and the tribulation that you may be experiencing, that you're going to have to endure, not just for the day, not for yesterday, but you got to endure until the end. Come on. So when we began to look at the word of God, and as we continue to read the word of God, but the word of God says, but when ye shall see the abomination of on the housetop, not go down unto the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take of his garment. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord has shortened those days, no flesh shall be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false crisis, it's not the one Christ, but false crisis shall rise up, come on, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Remember, when Christ has sent the man of God, Moses, and told him what to do and what to carry and what to have, how in order to go and to speak unto Pharaoh. And Christ prepared the man of God just as he has prepared us and is preparing us to go forth. And he told him, after he didn't even think he had anything to offer, when he didn't think he had anything to give, and if he didn't think that he was worthy enough, and even he thought that he couldn't even speak well enough, God let him know that it is he that sent him. And that if Christ sent us, then we have everything that we need in order for the mission, to go to the mission. Did not he prepare Moses? Did not he give him and ask him what he had in his hand? And he was able to make that rod and turn that rod into a snake. Did he not have him to put his hand in his bosom and it became to be white as leprosy? Did he not have him to pour water on the ground and it became like blood? Oh, he has what we need. And Christ is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. So, therefore, we are well prepared to go forth to do the work of the Lord. But Christ wants us to be ready. Christ wants us to know that, yes, there are signs. There are things that's going to happen. There are people that's going to come and deceive you. And if you don't know the word, and if you are not more than a conqueror, and you don't know who you are, and you don't know the place that you're supposed to be in, then you're not going to be able in order to survive. But here, the word of God letting us know that we want to be able to know who Christ is and to endure unto the end and not to be deceived by the enemy. For the word of God tells us that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So it's time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to take heed to the word of God, to take heed to what Christ is saying to the people at this day and at this time. It's time to read the word of God. It's time to study the word of God. It's time to meditate on the word of God. He said, meditate on me day and night. So therefore, we need God's word on the inside. It's like our roadmap. It is our roadmap. It's our compass. It's that GPS that we need in order to get to one place to another. In order to get to heaven, we need the word of God. And we've got to believe the word of God. We can't just have the word of God in our hand and don't believe it. We can't just read it and not believe it. We cannot just see it and don't read it and don't believe it and don't understand it. But we got to seek the Lord Jesus in the day that he can be found. I'm talking to you now. I'm talking to you today that you can receive revelation. I'm talking about the end time. I'm talking about the sign of the end. Jesus Christ is coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the word of God said that he came, that we can have life, and that we can have it more abundantly. My question is today, do you want eternal life? Do you want everlasting life? Do you want to endure? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be ready when Jesus comes? This is what we need in our life. The people, the very elect, they have to consistently stay in prayer, thanksgiving, in righteousness. They have to let the word of God abide deep down in them. For the word of God said, you abide in me and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. What is it that you need? We need more of the word. What is it that we need every day of our life? We need the word of God. We need that bread from heaven. Oh, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Oh, bread of heaven, give me what I need. I need you today. I need you to fill me on the inside. I need the power of your word to be demonstrated in my life. So therefore, I'm going to read. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to study your word. I'm going to seek you day by day. And I'm going to stand in the presence of you each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I'm going to pray and I'm going to seek you and I'm going to give you thanks and I am going to give you praise. So when we hear of the word of God, when we see the word of God, we're going to have to embrace it, hold on to it, don't let go. Moses could not have gone. He could not have done these things if he did not believe God. God gave him the revelation and instruction and told him what to do and how to do it. Oh, he wasn't the only man of God that he talked to and told to. He told Gideon what to do. Come on. After the enemy was coming after them, he had to stand in faith and he had to believe God against a multitude of enemy that was coming against them. But he had to stand. He had to know that great is he that is in him, that he that is in the world. And, you know, God want to show his greatness. God want to show who he is. God want to know, let you know that he is the I am. Oh, remember, he would even let Gideon have all of those 32,000 men, these warriors. He had to downsize them. Sometimes God had to downsize us in the situation of some things that we think that we have together. God has to downsize it so that he can get the glory and that he can get the honor. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, don't think you're being robbed. Don't think that God has turned you off, but God has turned you on when he began to downsize things in your life. We sometimes need to be downsized for God to get the greatness out of our lives. Come on, he needs to do this in our lives. See the time, the signs of the time, signs of the end is soon approaching us. Come on. So therefore, the Bible said we don't know the coming. For the word of God says, coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to what? To steal. He comes to steal, to kill, and he comes to destroy. Come on. The devil, the enemy, come on. He coming against you. He coming to do not good things, but he coming to do evil things. He's coming to destroy you. He's coming to annihilate you. He's coming that you will not have the strength, that you will not have any hope, but you got to know that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory in these last days. I'm still talking about the sign of the end of time. We got God, even as he talked to his disciples, he is speaking to us on today. As he talked to the men of God, he is speaking to us today. So here we see the coming, when we talk about the coming of the Son of Man. For the word of God says, but in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of the heaven shall fall. And the power that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of the heaven. Now, look what God is saying. I love this because of the fact that there are many, many times that God has spoken to his people in parables. When we talk about a parable, we're talking about a short allegorical story. It is designed to illustrate or to teach us truth about some religious principles or moral lesson. So here, many times, he taught them the people by parables. And then he said, here in the word of God says in that 26th verse, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the most uttermost part of the earth and into the uttermost part of heaven. In that 28th verse, here we are. Now learn a parable of a fig tree. When her branches are yet tender and putting forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is night, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all, would you say with me, all these things shall be done. All these things be done. Heaven and earth, listen, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Heaven can pass away, come on. Earth can pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That word is what endures forever. Why? Because he is a word. He is a living word. He is that lively word. He is that word that will cause millions and trillions to be saved. He is that word that will cause us to repent of our sin. He is that word that will forgive us for our transgression. He is the word of God that will change our lives. But you know what? There are many times that the enemy don't want you to read the word of God. There are many times that the word of God, that the enemy don't want you to read the word of God. For the word of God says, faith come by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How are we going to hear the word of God if we don't listen, if we don't read it, if we don't believe it? Therefore, hearing the word of God, reading the word of God, meditating on the word of God is is so important. And it says, so ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the door. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of the day and that hour knoweth no man. Listen, did you understand? Did you hear? Did you comprehend what I just said? The word of God says, not Dr. McCoy, but the word of God says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed. Watch and pray. God is telling us to watch. It's time for us to watch. It's time for us to pray. But ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, but ye know not when the master of a house cometh. You don't know if he coming at eve or at midnight or at the crowing of the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And that is a question, another question today. Come on. Are we sleeping? Are we sleeping at the wheel? Are we sleeping on the job? Are we taking this thing seriously? When Jesus' disciple was in the garden with him, and he was asking them to pray, while he had went along to pray, and they fell asleep. As a church falling asleep, as a Christian falling asleep, are we not anticipating? Are we not praying? Are we not seeking the face of God? Are we not fasting? Are we not believing God? Are we not alive on the inside? When we're alive on the inside, there's always constantly, even in your sleep, even when you are awake, even when you're driving, even when you're at school, even when you're at college, even when you're having breakfast or whatever it may be, you are not sleeping at the wheel. You're not sleeping in your desire to please him. You're still alive. You're still awake. You're still alert. And that's what God wants people to be, alert. Not sleeping, because when you're sleeping, and you don't, in that mindset, and your heart is not geared towards God, you're not doing the will of the Father. I know I'm not talking even so much about the natural sleep, because we all have to sleep, but we all have to pray, and we all have to seek the face of God. So after I've seek the face of God, after I've been on my knees, after I've earnestly living according to his word, like the word of God said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. We can ask God, God, don't let me sleep at the wheel. God, don't let me sleep on this journey. God, don't let me sleep in this walk with you. Father God, have your way in my life. The word of God says, lest coming suddenly, lest Jesus or Christ will come suddenly, and he will find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, is to watch. And that's the last word that Christ says to us, to watch. Watch that you don't be deceived. When a men and women, when they go into battle, they can't fall asleep. They have to have the, like the changing of the guards. They have to continually to be there, to be alert, the enemy don't destroy them. So the enemy don't destroy the people. They have to be watchmen. And as Christians, as believers, as being holy, as being sanctified. Now, somebody may be a little afraid of being holy, but you can't be afraid of the Word of God. Because the Word of God says, be holy, for I am holy. And God telling us that he sanctified us through the truth. And because his word is true. If Christ is sanctified, we got to be sanctified. I'm not talking about the garment. I'm not talking about your clothing. Right now I'm talking about our lifestyle. I'm talking about the way that we walk each and every day. The way our brain articulates. Our mind articulates. We're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet need to be shodded with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We can't no longer play the game of Russian roulette. Some people said, where is Christ? He haven't come. Where is Christ? They said he was coming, but I haven't seen him. And these people are falling asleep. They're not alert. They're like the five foolish virgins who took their lamps, and but yet they didn't have enough oil in them. Yes, they had that beautiful garment on. Yes, they had what they thought was essential wool, but they didn't have that anointing. They didn't have the oil in their lamp. They didn't have what they needed to be saturated and to be prepared to go in like the five wise virgins did. Although they slumbered, although they went to sleep, they had enough to go in when the bridegroom comes. We are the bride. We are the church, those that are that God is coming back for. He's coming back for a church without spot or blemishes. He's coming back for us. We are that bride. He is the bridegroom. And we are preparing ourselves for the bridegroom. Therefore, I said again, to watch and be ready. Be ready, for we know neither the day or the hour when he comes. We don't know when Christ is coming, but the word of God says that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But he came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the word on today. We thank you for the word of God, for it let us know, God, the signs of the end. It let us know the coming of the Son of Man. No, Father, we realize we don't know the day or the hour that you're coming, but we do know that you are coming. God, the people that are hearing this word, the people that's going to be hearing this word of God, God, touch their heart. God, touch their mind. God, call them, Father God, to surrender all unto thee. Like the song say, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. I surrender all, everything I have. God, I surrender all. So God, let them surrender all. God, your word says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, God, you said that we shall be saved. So God, even now, God, save those that are not saved. God, deliver them. God, that those that need to be delivered, and God, those that need to be made free. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for those that are surrendering even now, those that are giving their lives to you, God, even right now, those that are saying yes to your will and yes to your way right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like like to thank you once again for listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We do want to dedicate this Hour of Power segment on today to my sister who lives in Tampa, Florida, Sergeant Major Cynthia Smith, who is celebrating her birthday on today. I would like to say happy birthday to my sister, Sergeant Major Cynthia Smith.